"He's gone wild," says Don, the guy who trimmed Cougar's hooves back in New York. He laughs when I tell him I've just chased my horse along an icy path for half an hour in the bitter Wisconsin cold. He laughs harder when I describe Cougar and his new mare, how he'll head off another horse so she can have her turn at the hay, how she waits alone at the gate when I ride him. "He's got himself a herd of one," says Don. "He's reverting to his natural state." In captivity, as in the wild, horses are social beings, bound by the instinct that tells them they're safe only when another horse has their back. Watch a herd of horses, and you can almost see the efferent fibers that connect them, letting them know they can rest easy, or impelling them to flight. Yet there is more to it than that. Cougar and his mare touch muzzles and breathe reassuringly into each other's nostrils after even the shortest separation. They graze and play together. Sometimes they lean gently side to side, one draping a neck across the other's withers. All the while, they belong to a larger community, and Cougar's shoulders and flanks bear the bite marks of his bids for status. I find myself thinking about community as I come within sight of my horse for the second time today. Having recently moved to Wisconsin, I am often on the outside looking in. The fact that people live close together does not mean they have much to do with each other. Social relationships do not necessarily entail true connection. And yet we generally hold that as human beings we only grow fully into humanness in relationship. All real living is meeting, according to philosopher Martin Buber. Dialogue is the fundamental means of recognizing and exploring the sphere of the between. I am within catching distance of Cougar, but it's too late. The sun has dropped to the horizon. The midwinter air has turned the sort of cold that makes horses frisk. Buber believed that in the stillness of the in-between world lie possibilities beyond expression, transcending everyday life. Two geldings are head wrestling. I turn to look, as a sudden impulse crackles through the herd. As if on cue, several horses take off to the far end of the field where they slam to a halt, spin, and then gallop back. When they charge a second time, Cougar and his mare join in, heads lowered, leaning into their speed. The drumbeat of many hooves against the frozen earth reverberates in my chest, pounding out a message I struggle to understand. Could it be there's a connection between this wildness and the embrace of something larger? Could it take wildness to enter the realm of the in-between? More horses are galloping back and forth now. Their breath shoots out in white clouds. Someone whinnies, and I realize I've been holding my breath. I exhale to make room for the wild in me.